We have mind condition the body. The body actually also subject to a lot of external factor. So the main one is the mind. When the mind is peaceful, calm, tranquil, the body function very well. The life force, the nature, they function very well. Then your health, your whatever immune system also function very well. But when there is stress, when there is mental issue and problem, then what happens is this mundane mind become affected. The fear, the worry, the anxiety, the stress, this one create condition for the blood pressure to increase, especially when you are angry, fearful, emotional, your heartbeat start to palpitate and very fast. Then when it happens, it will actually trigger off what they call negative energy field that causes the immune system to go down. Then all this will disrupt your physical, your what they call imbalance. They call it the chi flow is affected, upset. So if you are under that state of stress, for most period of your waking moment when you're working or living life, then you realize it causes you a lot of stress and negative, what they call emotion and energy field. And your body is almost 80% filled with liquid water. So those negative energy field, like fear, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, stress, all this will create mutation in your water elements, forming that type of mutated crystal. The scientists will know. That is how they develop cancer, where the cell starts to mutate, the immune system starts to break down. Then what they need is, without them knowing, they need to actually learn how to meditate or develop the ability to go back to their natural state of tranquility and stillness, so that their thought process, their thinking mind, do not interfere when they sleep. And then you will have good sleep. Then during that time, your nature's what they call life force will come and heal you. That's why at night when you have enough sleep and rest, you recuperate, it will heal you. But because of the stress, that living being that has been hitless throughout the day, even when they go and sleep, the fear, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, and the stress, they bring along with them while they sleep. And they can hardly sleep because the subconscious and the unconscious fear, worry, anxiety, or phobia, the movement is still there, inside there. That's why they find it very difficult to sleep. They have insomnia and all those things, and they hardly have any proper deep sleep. So if you know how to meditate, you just relax, maintain awareness, and you go into the meditative state. Then from there, you echo and flow with the life force at the heart there, the pulse of life. Away. Then it becomes very subtle, very still. Then that is the minimum, what they call resistance. So when there is minimum resistance, means your subconscious and your unconscious doesn't interfere, then you become very beautiful. Then the healing process starts. That's why after a good night's sleep or rest, you will recuperate, you will recover. So all this you can find out. Once you have this understanding, you can start to develop the understanding. That's why you will come to realize this very important point. Your mind is very important. That's why now the medical field also, they want you to understand this. my medicine and physical body's medicine. So they go with both the approach. They use medication and they at the same time try to treat your mind. But their mind at the moment, they don't have the real Dhamma. They only use their normal, what they call psychiatric type of treatment. Psychology and psychiatric is mainly about the thought process and teach you how to actually develop the what they call ability to de-stress, not to like entangle yourself. So these are skillful means or what they call short-term measures. But most of the time they use the drug to bring about the tranquility of mind, stillness of mind. They knock you off and make you sleep. That's why those with insomnia, they give you this type of drug. They call sleeping pill or what they call tranquilizer. They tranquilize you and make you do so. But initially it worked for a while. Then after a while, it doesn't work. Most of them, when their depression or mental problem become very severe, there are a lot that came and see me. When I talk to them, I realize they cannot sleep. Insomnia is really something very severe, and they become like very frustrated, suicidal thought, everything. Is it like make them crazy? They say actually when you cannot sleep, it's like hell. Actually, it's very, very traumatic. But you know how to meditate. It's very simple. You just relax, silent, and you just go into the awareness state, and the mind become very quiet, still down, become very tranquil. Then you want to sleep, you just sleep, and you will have good, very sound, deep sleep. And you need to rest, maybe initially around 10 minutes of rest is already very good. Then later on, you need half an hour. Then later on, much, much longer. As you age, maybe you need 1-2 hours. It's very good rest. Then from there, you recuperate and you become very different. Then when you attend retreat, then you go for a long duration of meditative self-retreat or normal retreat, you actually become different again. So all this you can find out. You can experiment for yourself and develop self-knowledge, self-understanding of how the mind is so important. That's why the Buddha said, take care mind. You take care mind. Mind will take care of your karma. When you take care karma, karma will take care of your life. That's why it's all interrelated, connected. When you are heedful, mindful, tranquil, you are beautiful. But when you are heedless, agitated, and having the what they call mental problem, you become miserable. Affliction is everywhere, and it will continue to afflict the heedless living being. That's why Dhamma is very important. Ability to train yourself to be heedful, to be ever mindful, constantly meditative, to have all this understanding is very important. And the learning of the teaching leading to wisdom is most important. If wisdom cannot arise, there is no way you can free your mind. Then you will entangle yourself everywhere. That's why Yonisok Manasikara, wisdom, born of Dhamma understanding, is very important. This one will prompt you. Every moment of sense experience when you live your life, it will be there to prompt you, to let you understand that you will not be deluded anymore. You will not entangle yourself anymore. everything that arises, you are able to accept the reality and be at peace. Then you can actually accord and flow and move. Do what you have to do. Do your duty. Apply Noble Eightfold Path. Be a blessing to all. All this will surface as understanding. So these are the more and more refined practice understanding that one will develop as a cultivator. So once you see all this, you will be able to understand how you can improve your health. These are the benefits of awareness-based meditation. It brings about not only inner peace, inner calmness, inner awareness, but it at the same time give you the clarity of mind, improve your health, allow you to have the wisdom to live life, to act, to be sensitive, to develop self-knowledge, to insight into phenomena, to awaken. That's why these are all meditative, very beautiful.